Our second reading is from Hebrews 7. Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men in all their weaknesses, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. I just want to say thank you to those who have allowed their stories to be recorded. And if you're interested in sharing with us, come talk to me and we'll make that happen. So this past week, I've been asking around to see if anybody knows the difference between being grateful and being thankful. And Leah said we weren't going to argue about that today, but we will, because I think there is a difference. I talked to middle schoolers. I asked the men's prayer breakfast group, people on the street. I even looked them up in the dictionary, and I found out that each word, thankful and grateful, have different synonyms and different antonyms. I'm getting real grammatical here because I think there is a real difference, and it makes a difference which one you use. But when Jared and I sat down this week and talked about it, he argued that they are synonyms and that they can be used interchangeably. And our discussion got a little heated, and while I appreciate my colleague, I'm also glad I started CrossFit because I think I could take him. We do often use thankful and grateful interchangeably, but what's the real difference? How do you use each one? Does it matter? Let me ask you, and this is not a rhetorical question, you can shout out answers. Is there something you are thankful for, but not grateful for? Is there something you're grateful for, but you're not thankful for? Is there a difference? I guess not. Wow. Thanks for your responses, everybody. What's the difference? What do you think? There's a difference? Being grateful and being thankful? Grateful is a way of life. How you look at things. There you go. Thankful for a job, but not grateful for having to wake up early. Okay. Well, we're in our second week of our series on gratitude, practicing Thanksgiving. And some of us are reading this book by Diana Butler Bass called Grateful, The Transformative Power of Giving Thanks. And if you're interested in reading the book or talking about the book, there is a discussion group that meets at 9:30 on Sundays, and you're always welcome to drop in. You don't actually have to read the book. You can just stop in. They meet in the library. And the book talks about thankfulness and gratefulness being viewed as feelings, something that we feel. We say, I felt thankful. I feel grateful. And because we tend to look at them as like feelings, research actually shows that being thankful and being grateful seem to be domesticated or feminized. It's something that women feel, and it's harder for men to feel thankful and to feel grateful. Because it's like, you've done something for me, and now I have to return the favor. And it seems like men don't want to be indebted. They want to be self-reliant or self-sufficient. This is just what the article says, not me. Because I often want to feel self-reliant and self-sufficient too. But the article also says that, a leadership article says you should be thankful and not grateful, because thankful is a more powerful word. You can be thankful for things people have helped you with and you can return the favor. But if you say you're grateful, that's harder to return, the feeling of being grateful. It maybe seems like you are missing something, that you're not adequate, that you need someone's help. You're more indebted, and it's going to be harder to repay someone if you're grateful for them. Listen to these one-liners and see if any of them strike you, the differences between thankfulness and gratefulness. Acts of thankfulness last a moment, while gratitude is a way of life. Gratitude is a state of being. Thankfulness is an expression. Thankfulness is what we are. Grateful is who we are. So what's the difference? You know, honestly, I don't think it actually matters. But like the sermon title and Boston, great band, says, gratitude is more than a feeling. It's more than language, more than grammar. It's how we respond. And in Bass's book, she says that grace and gratitude come from the same root word. Grace, gifts given without being earned and with no expectation of return, is, as the old hymn says, amazing. And the power of that emotion transforms the way you see the world and experience life. Thankfulness is a feeling in response. We aren't indebted by grace, we're freed by it. In our passage from Hebrews today, we hear that Jesus is our permanent priest. God doesn't change like the seasons. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble, as the psalmist cries out. Gratitude is more than a feeling. It's a response to grace, the grace that allows us to approach God unhindered, the grace that declares each of us a child of God. I had a moment of experiencing the power of God's grace in college, my senior year. I had gone to church most of my life, but really started growing in my faith in college. I led Bible studies, I hung out with high schoolers, I was even president of the Christian sorority. We judged people hardcore. But it wasn't until one night during a service with the leadership of the college group that I really experienced and felt grace. We were given the opportunity to write things out in our lives that we wanted to give to God. We wrote it on a piece of transparency paper. And like most of these kind of things, I thought it was silly, but I wrote some things down. But as I approached this bucket of water, I dipped the sheet into the water and the writing fell away. And it was as if God was receiving these hidden parts of me, accepting me, transforming me. And it felt like a cleansing wave of grace. And it was definitely more than a feeling of thankfulness or gratefulness. It was a life-altering acceptance of God's real presence in my life, of God's permanence. No matter where I go, who I become, what I do in my life, I am held by grace. Gratitude, it's more than a feeling. It's a response to grace. We have gratitude for the here and now, for the work that has been done. Gratitude for the permanence of God, Jesus' priesthood and sacrifice. And in a world full of change and impermanence, in a world full of suffering and pain, in a world full of violence and misunderstanding and conflict like we've just seen even yesterday, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And God's grace is ours. And we'll remember this as we enter into a time of communion later, that we have a secure and everlasting hope. A great resource for me has been this book, Spiritual Disciplines Handbook, and it's pretty thick. It's got a variety of spiritual practices that aim to connect us to God through art, through prayer, through writing, blowing bubbles, and lots more. I have not done every practice in this book, but there are a few that have really helped me. And one of them is a practice on gratitude. And the author writes about gratitude. Gratitude is a loving and thankful response toward God for his presence within us and within the world. Though blessings can move us into gratitude, it's not at the root of a thankful heart. Delight in God and his goodwill, is the heartbeat of Thanksgiving. In your bulletin, beneath the household prayers, those are just prayers you can say throughout the week. There is another quote from Bass from the Grateful Book. And I wanted to read it as well. Gratitude at its deepest and perhaps most transformative level is not warm feelings about what we have. Instead, gratitude is the deep ability to embrace the gift of who we are, that we are, that in the multi-billion year history of the universe, each one of us has been born, can love, grows in awareness, and has a story. Life is the gift. When that mystery fills our hearts, it overwhelms us, and a deep river of emotions flows forth, feelings we barely knew we were capable of holding. Last week in the bulletin, we listed habits of gratitude, and we can get a copy if you're interested in those habits of gratitude. And maybe you chose one and practiced it this week. I have to confess, I chose one and I can't remember what it is. I didn't do it, so it happens. But if you're looking to try something new this week, there's a practice right below that quote in your bulletin. Try ending every day by thanking God for one thing, and talk about how that one thing, what that one thing means to you. So this week, with all the fall colors lining the streets of Fort Scott, I said thank you for this beautiful reminder that seasons change, that life continues on through the struggles and the joy, and yet with all these changes, one thing remains the same: Jesus Christ is Lord. May we be a grateful and thankful people who practice Thanksgiving every day.